We come today to celebrate an event at the very heart of our faith, the coming of Christ into our world as the Word made flesh. Let the Christmas story speak afresh to us, so that our lives may be touched by Jesus again. Like the shepherds, we have been getting on with our ordinary lives in these extraordinary times. Yet we come to remember the splash of God's glory, breaking into the humdrum of our everyday lives. Let us listen once more as to how God came to dwell among us. God chose to live among the poor, the ordinary, and even the outcasts of society. Let us listen once more to some of the events of that first Christmas, the first Nativity, when God came to dwell among us. And in doing so, challenges all the divisions in our societies, then as now. Let us pray. Loving God, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, your Word made human, we lift our praises from our hearts. The lights and presents and decorations around our towns and cities and in our homes help us to praise you and thank you for your coming into the world in person. And so this Christmas morning, as we come before the Christ child, as we kneel before the infant once more, we adore him like the shepherds. We worship him with the wise men. We love him as Mary and Joseph did. And we wonder afresh at the Word made flesh. And we bow before the mystery as we sing glory to God with the angels, joining together in glorifying and praising you. As we recall today how you entered our world and the world did not know you, how you came to your own people and they would not receive you. From the beginning, it was the same old story, your love rejected, your grace ignored. We know we are no better, each of us guilty of spurning your guidance, forgetting your goodness and abandoning your way. Lord, have mercy on us and teach us to receive you with gladness. We thank you that you never give up on us and still reach out to us in love. We thank you that you are always ready to offer a fresh start, a new beginning. And so may we, each one of us, hear those words of love and forgiveness that are spoken to us in the name of Jesus. Amen.